The ticket is the home for Super Bowl 38, the Pats and the Cats, live this Sunday. Pre-game at 3, kickoff at 5:25 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah.
How was it? It is 4:14 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line, where we are about to get into very critical analysis of Sunday's game between the Patriots and the Panthers. Right now, though, we're going to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-8-0-0-1. 214-696-8-0-0-1. That's right.
8001, yes.
Remember, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Sting at Next Stage tomorrow night.
All right.
Yes. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that sting. And to get that sting, you're going to need tickets. 214-696-8001. Texas Tickets. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality really yucking it up on downtown last night. Here he is, Cobra. Hello, Cobra.
Hello, hello. Grego, I think you were right on the money when you said that the National Enquirer is always ahead of the game.
Always. They always are. You can make fun of them for talking about aliens or whatever, but when it comes to like celebrity stuff, they're always a month ahead of everybody. Why would they do now?
Well, they broke the story in December about Michael Jackson supposedly giving kids what they deem Jesus juice. Mm-hmm. And don't play the drops, I'll kill you. He supposedly lured these kids in with this Jesus juice, which was why... that sounds awful, I know. Which was... I hate you, Danny.
And what would you guys like to drink?
Oh, I have some Jesus juice.
Well, I think that it's been proven, has it not, that
Jesus, shut up.
Jesus every now and then would fall off the wagon, wouldn't he?
Has that been proven?
Well, I've heard it on this very air. Now, I don't know that for a fact.
Isn't that the place where you get your smoothies?
Do we have to?
No, we don't.
Mike?
What?
Isn't that the place you get your smoothies?
Yeah, Jesus juice?
No.
Well, Jesus juice was white wine. Jesus' blood was red wine.
Oh.
And he piled it in a Coke can. And he would give these little kids his stuff, and he says, if Jesus drank it, it must be good.
Well, we don't know if it's true or not, but if it is, that's pretty disturbing. I got Coke.
No. Okay. They say that he gave it to the current accuser of Michael Jackson, and he gave it to a 13-year-old son of a Japanese investment partner as well.
That's good that he's branching out internationally.
Ching Chang Haso.
There's the quote from the young man about the problem. It is quite shocking, all this stuff that's coming out on him, because it's got to be true.
Why? Why does it have to be true? It doesn't have to be true. I mean, that's why they're going to have a trial.
That's exactly what we said when the charges first came out, and then it came out that the family, that they had a history of this, so everybody backtracked a little bit, and now everybody's moving forward again.
Hey, I was equally shocked by the revelations about what Jesus would do from time to time.
Would you lay off him? Just lay off the guy.
Hey, I didn't bring him forth. I believe that was you.
No.
What did he do?
those have been banned.
Yeah, we're not allowed to play those anymore.
Banned by who?
Big Dave.
Lon Basin. Humble Billy Hayes.
Art Garfunkel is fighting the marijuana charges.
Good for him.
Lowered against him.
Why?
What do you mean good for him? It was like a $100 ticket, and that's all that would have happened, and he could have just gone off into the sunset. Now he's trying to fight it. And how do you fight it when they busted him with it?
It wasn't mine, man.
They pulled him over illegally. They had no real reason to pull him over.
Right.
Trumped up charge.
They planted it.
Yeah, it was a plant. You ever heard of that?
I don't think that a police officer would plant pot on Art Garfunkel.
They might. I really don't know why he... What does he gain by...
Nothing!
By fighting
you. You know what? All it does is just drag his name to the mud a little bit more.
It damages his credibility. Can't let something like this go.
By the way...
But how is that going to hurt his credibility if everybody finds out he smokes pot? That's just not... To me, if you're a musician, that's just assumed that you do it.
Right.
Like Danny.
Right.
Just assumed.
Damn, and Reiner.
Damn right. Henry.
Right, Ryan. I forgot. You're a musician now. No? Not really.
Yeah, you are.
You guys sit in one of your wife's Econo lines before the show. Stephen Hawking starts it off.
Passes it to Stabler.
Here, take a drag.
Does that hurt anybody anymore that they, if they smoke pot? I mean, like, especially a musician. They don't care.
No.
Mike's got a snake in his show and a snake in his band.
You have any cocaine?
He doesn't talk like that.
Yesterday we were talking about Kid Rock and No Doubt and who was bigger. Well, through extensive research and email studies, found out that Kid Rock has sold 18 million records throughout his career, dating back to 1999, and No Doubt, dating back to 1994, has sold 14 million.
That 14 million not doesn't true. Include...
I don't know where you got your information.
From 02 on.
Do not know where you got your
information. So 03 is not included in that.
Like I said, I researched this for about 3.5 hours.
No, you didn't. One guy emailed this to you, and he's wrong. I got that same email. It wasn't Lon Basin, Greg.
Well, what'd you get?
I think your Kid Rock numbers are right, but I believe No Doubt is 25 million worldwide.
Okay. Well, we only have the U.S. sales for Kid Rock. Bottom line is, you guys were so adamant saying that No Doubt is for sure way bigger than Kid Rock.
Look, if you want to defend Kid Rock, that's fine. That's fine.
Corby, I backed you up on this.
Yeah, I know.
I thought your research was well-founded.
If Kevin and Corby like Kid Rock and want to defend him, that's great.
I like Kid Rock. I'll defend him. I'd love to go see him in Fort Worth whenever he comes into town. I think he's a good musician.
There's no question he's a good musician.
So's Yanni. I'm not going to go see him.
Won't you?
Why not?
And why are you bagging a guest? The guy was great yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
We discussed him for about 15 minutes after he was on, Danny.
Lawyers in the R. Kelly case have said that pictures found on his digital camera were seized during an illegal search of his home and shall not be used in court. And what are those pictures? Kitty porn pictures. But his lawyers got him removed.
Yes.
It's illegal.
I'm tired of this illegal search thing.
Art Garfunkel. That's what he's going for.
I mean, that's probably the main evidence that they have.
Yeah, no,
are photos.
Yeah, now they've got nothing. They know he's a... into child porn, and he walks.
Right. Right.
Welcome to the legal system.
Well, they still got that videotape, but they'll somehow finagle that to where it was digitally altered.
Right.
It's not him. Somebody else put his face on there.
Some kind of reasonable doubt, and he'll walk.
There'll be at least one person on the jury that will believe them.
That's your liberal lawyers in action, brother. Right there.
You know, something we haven't talked about, we never even mentioned it, and I'm kind of proud of us for doing this. We never even mentioned...
Snake.
Ben Affleck broke up with Jennifer Lopez.
It's because we predicted it a year ago.
We predicted it when it happened. The engagement.
Well, supposedly she's freaking out brokenhearted.
Wee. Wee. You know what? She needs to examine herself.
Maybe Danny needs to examine
her. I'd be happy to. Greg would have to ask, though.
Because isn't... She only had two failed marriages,
Danny,
right?
Examine it.
Yes.
And then the failed relationship with Puff Daddy. Right?
With who?
You know who.
I don't know who.
Run DMC.
No.
God.
Cool G Rap. Right
into a bus stop.
LL Cool J.
Cool G Rap. Master Ace.
Jay-Z.
Rakim. Big Daddy Kane. Dr. Dre. All the NWA.
Ludacris.
KRS-One.
Snoop Dogg.
Stretch from Naughty by Nature. Nas.
50 Cent.
Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z.
Got it.
A couple of additions in there.
We need to make that list longer and longer and longer and longer.
50 Cent.
Love that.
LL Cool G.
You know, it might be her that's screwing everything.
You think?
Yeah.
She says, I'm extremely brokenhearted. I put enormous effort into my relationship with Ben, but in the end, I realized I needed to put my personal and professional life back together.
Blah, 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 blah.
Of course.
He got tired of it.
You know what? She better grab somebody soon, because that ass is not getting any smaller.
Oh, dear.
Ass?
That ass is just about axe handle wide.
Now, some guys prefer
big,
that.
Fat.
Ass.
What else?
Richard Pryor is climbed on board with Pamela Anderson. And
he's starring in Baywatch.
Quit snort laughing and read the story.
It's a funny visual.
Rolling down the beach in his wheelchair.
Well, that's got to be hard as hell.
What? No, he's joined PETA in their effort to shut down KFC and the way they treat their chickens.
Well, the way they treat their chickens is they kill them and fry them and have for years.
I know, but they don't live very well. They don't get to live in like condos or anything before they get killed.
Now, you're not like Popeyes.
You're a chicken. What quality life do you have?
Well, I agree.
You poop and lay eggs.
I think because what they do is they stuff them in little boxes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just make a beat.
Because they're raised to kill and eat. But I'm not saying that's. I'm not saying it's right.
I know.
But that's what they do.
And
everybody's just like they just discovered this, that when you get that when you go and you eat a bucket from the kernel, that at one time that was a walking chicken that somebody had to kill. People amaze me.
They don't really kill the chickens.
What?
Yeah, they just dismember them.
No, they just talk them into committing suicide.
That's why there's not as many Popeyes. It's tough to do it. Some of those chickens hold out.
Yeah, it takes more time.
Put them in government-subsidized housing. Let them die of old age. Put them on little chicken. Put them on little.
Why don't they do that?
They put them on little chicken respirators when they're close to death.
Why don't they let the chickens just live out their lives, and when they die, they can cook them?
That PETA does such good work, but they go over the line.
Who else is involved in this?
I don't know.
And why are they going after this KFC? Why don't they go after churches or some of the other ones? They're going after the biggest one out there.
Because
there's money involved.
Churches
follow the money.
I think churches let their chickens roam free. All they want them to do is let them run around before they kill them.
Nobody does that. None of those.
Because then they get in a lot of trouble. They hang out and they start hanging with the wrong crowd. You can't do that.
Smoking.
Yeah.
They smoke. They stay out too late.
Eat a lot of chocolate.
Drink a lot of red wine.
And then churches says, I got no use for you.
God, it makes me sick.
What else?
And there's so much more.
You didn't like the Tom Brady, Bridget Moynihan addendum that I gave you there?
Well, what? There's nothing here. They're dating. There's nothing.
But you didn't like the story about the way she ditched her other boyfriend for him?
Yes. She left some screenwriter for him.
And that guy's a Patriots fan, and now he doesn't know who to root for?
Yeah.
You didn't like that story?
No, you just told it. That was a great story.
Wow.
Wow.
What?
I guarantee you people would have liked that story more than any of the other ones you've done.
With a boxed up, mistreated chicken.
No. Ryan
did
Adams.
Did you clean up this mess over here
yet?
Yes,
I did.
Okay.
By the way, Steve Winwood's supposedly going to get back with Traffic.
Really?
Yeah. No, not that Traffic.
And with your Sticking Up Your Tailpipe Traffic, I'm Steve Winwood.
Would that weird you out if Steve Winwood was our traffic reporter?
Yeah, that would.
Ryan Adams had to cancel his world tour.
Why?
Because he broke
too
his...
Too much cussing?
He broke his wrist when he jumped off a London stage.
Mm. Like I want to try that.
Like a jet. You need to start stage diving more.
Think?
More pyro and more stage diving.
Mike Reiner.
You can't go wrong with that.
At Hardline Road Shows.
Yeah.
Think that'd go over well at Duke's?
It might.
Light your hair on fire and jump off the table.
And Kelly Osbourne said that she had a nervous breakdown and thought about committing suicide.
A lot of death in that family.
Is it because
a lot of near death? That
you get so much money so quickly, and people are bugging you so much with cameras in your face that you get depressed over that? That you're super famous? Rich?
No, but didn't the other one, Jack?
He had to go to rehab, and
well, he considered suicide too.
Yeah.
Ozzy damn near killed himself on a four-wheeler.
I think Ozzy and Sharon are mentally.
By the way, her show got canceled.
It did?
Yeah.
The Sharon
talk show?
Show
got canceled.
Hmm.
Wow. So now she'll end it all.
Probably. And, that's about it.
Okay.
Good looking. Take care.
Who is that?
Let's go find out next.
Wow. All right, yes, let's go find out next, because it just so happens that we're getting out the Renegade Wireless next here on The Ticket.